You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The T-Biz Podcast delivers T-News that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
The Tea Biz podcast and blog connect you directly to experts in the tea lands. Listen as their voices reveal the news, innovations, cultural insights, and consumer trends that most impact the industry. Paired with Tea Journey, a digital magazine for tea enthusiasts, the Tea Biz portal is a global resource for everyone who loves tea. Hello, everyone. Here are this week's headlines. Sailing through the tea doldrums. India budgets a big increase for its tea industry. And crude tea production in Japan declined in 2023. Plus, tea trade associations, research institutes, tea boards, tea brands, and the United Nations Intergovernmental Group on Tea, IGGT, are organizing to collectively promote hashtag tea power for International Tea Day, May 21st. The online and event-based marketing program heralds the benefits of including tea in every high-energy fitness regimen, from organized sports and cycling to nature walks and solo ascents. Messaging targets youth, but the findings on dietary benefits and hydration are science-based and essential to healthy living. Shabnam Weber, president of the Tea and Herbal Association of Canada and co-chair of the United Nations IGG Working Group on Tea and Health, helped develop the program. She joins us today to discuss why hashtag tea power is, quote, the perfect pitch for younger generations looking to increase their performance and energy levels while staying healthy, end quote. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What makes a perfect cup of Ceylon tea? The perfect cup is from the tea businesses that ensure the protection of all the children living within their tea estates. We salute Keilani Valley, Telawakili, Bogawanthalawa, Harana, and Eliptia tea estates. Support Save the Children, Sri Lanka.
Slack sails signaled trouble for sailors plying the trade routes of yore. The intertropical convergence zone, known by sailors as the doldrums, describes a monotonous, windless passage. So too is the export market for tea. Like the converging trade winds, the impact shifts with the seasons and locations, but the overall drag on productivity, resources, and profits is global. The Tea Association of India calls these times a return to the dark phase. A.J. Jalan, president of the Tea Association of India, cited stagnant prices, oversupply, a widening gap between demand and supply, and a race to the bottom for cheaper teas. Speaking to delegates at the association's annual meeting, he was quoted in The Hindu saying, "The economic strides made by our nation are indeed commendable, yet the tea industry is currently experiencing challenges reminiscent of the dark phase two decades ago. 22 years ago, India's tea industry experienced a severe downturn until 2007, when a global recession extended the pain." India's not alone. China's de-export value declined by 16% to $1.74 billion in 2023, down by $343 million, and falling, for the first time in several years, below $2 billion. China's export value fell by 9.6% in 2022. Export volume remained low in Sri Lanka, but its value rose to $1.3 billion. Kenya was the only top five tea producer to show gains in volume and value. Quote, global sales of exported tea from all countries totaled $7.87 billion in 2022, up by a flatlining 0.2% since 2018, when worldwide tea exports were worth $7.86 billion, according to analyst Daniel Workman at World's Top Exports. Quote, year over year, the value of worldwide tea exports shrank by an average negative 8.8% compared to the $8.63 billion sold in 2021. Only China, Sri Lanka, and Kenya generate more than $1 billion in dollar value, accounting now for 60% of global export value. Demand is steady, but prices are stagnant, preventing producers from keeping pace with rising labor and input costs. Mass market retailers continue to pressure brands, which pressures margins, which averaged only 5% in India last year and have fallen 150 basis points since 2022, according to CRISIL Ratings. The UNFAO's Intergovernmental Group on Tea, IGGT, at its 25th session in January, released a comprehensive analysis everyone in the tea industry should read. The report states, quote, international tea prices, as measured by the FAO Tea Composite Price Index, a weighted average for black tea, including crushed tier, curl, and orthodox teas, remained firm over the last decade. In this instance, quote, remaining firm, end quote, means losing ground. The key takeaway summarized in the report is that, quote, over the last decade, world tea intake increased annually by 3.3%, reflecting strong growth in producing countries that have more than offset declines in traditional importing markets, end quote. The good news is that FAO projects long-term demand for tea rising. Global intake has increased for the last decade, and year-over-year consumption expanded by at least 2% in 2022. The bad news? After increasing by 14.5% in 2022, tea prices fell by 9.2% in 2023 as availability expanded while demand slowed, putting downward pressure on prices. FAO writes, quote, diversification and value addition are vital to boosting the sector's performance as consumer behavior is evolving towards specialty and high-quality tea products, end quote. Eliminate the surplus, destroy waste leaves, and pivot to quality. The race to the bottom is exacting much too high a price. India Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has submitted an interim 2024-25 fiscal budget with significant allocation for India's agricultural sector. Large allotments for tea growers and processors include an 82% increase to 529 crore, about $64 million, for tea development and promotion through fiscal 2026. India is the largest black tea producer and among the world's top tea exporters, but export value has declined by 4% to $673 million from April 2023 through January 2024. Full year estimates are even gloomier, with the CRISIL Ratings estimating an 8% year-over-year decline in value. High production costs have contributed to a decline in average tea industry profitability to 5%, down 150 basis points since last fiscal year. The budget stresses the importance of quality over quantity, allocating about 105 crore, that's $12.7 million, to establish 800 self-help groups and 330 farmer-producer organizations during the 2 years ending fiscal 26. The investment in smallholders is warranted, as 230,000 small business enterprises, 70% of which farm less than a hectare of land, now produce more than half of the country's output of unprocessed tea leaves. Commerce Department Additional Secretary Amardeep Singh Bhatia explained that initial proposals called for 40 SHGs and 8 FPOs at a cost of about 2.7 crore, $325,000. That outlay has been increased by 82%, he said. Tea promotion in overseas markets is the priority. The budget to promote Darjeeling and other GI-accredited tea areas was increased to 72.42 crore, about 8.7 million. He said the government also allocated 40 crore, about 4.8 million, to enhance blending and packaging capability. Quote, the objective is to increase exports, especially in value-added segments, and the consumption of quality tea, end quote, he said. The budget funds 20 crore to expand laboratory testing to improve tea quality. Domestic demand, which accounts for 82% of volume, remains steady at 1,100 million kilos. But exports, which account for the remaining 18% of volume and contribute 30% of value, may slide as much as 12%, according to Crisil Ratings. Funds are also earmarked to harness technology, digitize the compilation of the Tea Board of India's statistics, conduct drone surveillance and precision farming, and enhance blockchain traceability. Capital expense outlays for railway and aviation improvements, green energy, and coal gasification also benefit tea. According to Finance Minister Sitharaman, the investment establishes a foundation for a vision of a Viskit Bharat, a developed India. Tea production in Japan declined by 3% in 2023 to 68,000 metric tons, well below the 100,000 metric ton average of years past. Growers in Shizuoka and Kagoshima combined to produce 78% of the country's crude tea. According to the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry, and Fisheries, crude tea production from 8 primary tea-producing prefectures contracted by 2% compared to 2022. The area under tea also decreased, and yield per hectare fell to 1,030 kilos in Shizuoka Prefecture, which accounts for 40% of total production. Shizuoka's annual harvest was down 5% to 27,200 metric tons. The decline is attributed to low nighttime temperatures and reduced labor productivity as growers age. Production of premium Ichibancha, early harvest Sincha, in Shizuoka was down 14% compared to 2022. Kagoshima growers fared better, accounting for 38% of production and harvesting 26,100 metric tons, only 1,100 metric tons less than Shizuoka. Erratic weather conditions impacted quality, leading to a fall in average prices. The J.A. Shizuoka Economic Foundation estimated crude tea prices fell to 960 yen per kilo, a 37% decline compared to 2022. Prices have remained below 1,000 yen per kilo for several years, according to a report in Nikkei Shimbun. A shortage of Ichibancha drove prices to 1,955 yen per kilogram, an average of 35 yen more per kilo than the previous year. Exports remained strong, with green tea averaging $25 to $30 per kilo during the past 5 years. In 2023, Selina Wamuchi estimated the average price to be $27.50 per kilo, rising to $28 per kilo in 2024. Retail prices for green tea ranged from $7.82 to $31.29 per kilo, an average of about 1,000 to 4,000 yen per kilo in major cities. Business Insight. The Global Japan Tea Association writes that while the industry faces challenges, quote, there are also some glimmers of hope. While we hear much about the aging and shrinking tea farmer population, some people want to start farming afresh. Kyoto Tea Research Institute recently held the graduation ceremony for its Uji Tea Practical School. This is a two-year program that started in 2019 and trains tea farmers. However, the number of students was small, and this year there was only one graduate, a new tea farmer from Minami Yamashiro Village, end quote. Next, Arvinda Anantharaman in Bengaluru reports on this week's India Tea News.
India Tea News for the week ending 8th March 2024. Bihar tea now moves closer to the mainstream. The state Bihar borders Bengal and has been designated so far as a non-traditional tea area. This came up in 1998. But the state has just been awarded a trademark by the Indian government for its tea, and this will provide for better protection of goods and services. Today, Bihar has 56,000 hectares, mainly in the Kishanganj district, in tea cultivation, producing over 45,000 metric tons of raw tea leaves annually. In 2020, tea was identified as a focus area under the Bihar Agri-Investment Policy 2020. And then there was the Bihar Tea Development Scheme of 2023, under which tea producers are eligible for a 50 to 90% subsidy on tea cultivation. The state is keen to expand the area under tea farming. And leading the tea movement here is Dok Tea by Rajiv Lochan, who's been producing artisanal tea for the last decade and helping popularize the tea from the state. In other news, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates unwittingly has promoted and Chai Agree Fever. He was in India last week and introduced his trip with a video on chai, now famous as One Chai Please. The video shows Gates walking up to a chai wala and commenting that innovation abounds here, even in how chai is made. This video on Gates' Instagram handle has garnered 7.6 million likes, besides making the chai wala Sunil Patel, who goes by the name Dolly Chai Wala, famous overnight. And finally, Tea Studio in the Nilgiris gets a patent for its Nilgiri bamboo tea. Muskan Khanna of the Boutique Tea Studio in the Nilgiris won the patent for her tea Nilgiri bamboo, which is described as a green tea made using only the internode between the terminal bud and the first leaf of a tea shoot. The patent comes after 5 years of work, and Khanna, who runs the Tea Studio in the Nilgiris, is a women-only company producing bespoke speciality tea, has been hard at work to get this patent. In a social media post, her father, the tea veteran Indi Khanna, has said that this patent is second in tea making, following a patent for the rotor vane in the 1960s granted to the TRI.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, I'm Bogdan, a passionate tea drinker and the inventor of the ultimate tea machine, the Brewmaker One. Preparation is key to making fine tea. Sequential steepings deliver the best taste possible and unlock the true value of whole leaf teas and botanicals. Brew automates that process without using any pots or capsules. This simple-to-operate smartphone-controlled device stores steeping profiles to consistently make great tea at the push of a button. Brew also reduces time, waste, and energy. That's because I engineered the brew to remember control settings for temperature, brewing time, and quantity. Using my patented process lets you stack steeps simply and conveniently.
Tea trade associations, research institutes, tea boards, tea brands, and the United Nations Intergovernmental Group on Tea, IGGT, are organizing to collectively promote hashtag Tea Power for International Tea Day, May 21st. The online and event-based marketing program heralds the benefits of including tea in every high-energy fitness regimen, from organized sports and cycling to nature walks and solo ascents. Messaging targets youth, but the findings on dietary benefits and hydration are science-based and essential to healthy living. Shabnam Weber, president of the Tea and Herbal Association of Canada and co-chair of the United Nations IGG Working Group on Tea and Health, helped develop the program. She joins us today to discuss why hashtag Tea Power is, quote, the perfect pitch for younger generations looking to increase their performance and energy levels while staying healthy, end quote. Shabnam Weber worked for 18 years in tea retail as president and CEO of Toronto-based Tea Emporium. She's also an accomplished tea educator, having established the Academy of Tea in 2016 and developed the THAC Tea Sommelier Program curriculum. Shabnam graduated from the University of Toronto with an honors degree in political science and a postgraduate diploma in psychology. A longtime Tea and Herbal Association of Canada board member, she was named president in 2018. In January, Shabnam traveled to Guwahati, Assam, as one of 44 country delegates and 14 observers at the recently concluded 25th session of the United Nations FAO Intergovernmental Group on Tea, IGGT. During the past 2 years, as a Working Group on Tea and Health member, she tirelessly promoted the merits of a unified global campaign to make the benefits of drinking tea relevant to younger generations. Hashtag Tea Power will generate a global buzz around tea and its role in improved fitness. Quote, there is extensive evidence supporting tea benefits in sports and fitness performance and optimal hydration, end quote, she explains. These scientific findings provide a framework for a youth-focused campaign that will encourage increased tea consumption. Shabnam, thank you so much for joining us on the Tea Biz podcast. I greatly admire your work as an ambassador and architect in tea marketing and an articulate spokesperson for tea health and wellness. Will you tell listeners how hashtag Tea Power came about?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Dan. It's always a pleasure chatting with you. And I have to say a big thank you to you as well for the work that you do within the industry, because it's really important. Tea Power really came out of this continued conversation that we were having at the FAO IGG on tea. And that was for on this desire to have global generic promotion. And it's a lofty endeavor and nice to say, but what do you focus it on? How do you do it? We decided that the focus of it should be tea and health. So out of that, a new working group was formed a couple of years ago, the Working Group on Tea and Health. And as a group, we got together and we had several meetings discussing who's our target, right? Throwing something out for everybody. It's just too much, especially when you consider that the marketing and promotion world that we live in now is no longer print and television and radio. It's digital. And if you look at how quickly digital changes and adapts, it's a very, very noisy environment, which means that you have to be very targeted. So the group decided that the focus should be on youth. When we decided that that was the focus, it was very clear to us that that tea and health messaging, we had to reposition it, because the tea and health messaging that I think the industry is focused on, which has been wonderful, has been on things like cardiovascular health, bone health, diabetes. They're all really important and critical things to be connected with tea and promoted on tea. But it's not what the youth are interested in, because thank goodness they're not concerned about cardiovascular health and diabetes. So we made a list of what issues are they interested in. And sport and fitness was pretty high on that list, as was beauty, healthcare, mindfulness, calmness, mental health, etc. So we needed to take a look at what scientific data that met the requirements that we had set for ourselves as a group. The one that we found everything on that met all of the requirements was sport and fitness. Sport and fitness, hydration, and mental health. So that's sort of a fast forward version of what took us 2 years to put together.
So what's the next step?
what the working group is doing now is putting together the campaign. And that means that we're putting together all the scientific evidence because our regulators require scientific evidence if we're going to make these kinds of promotional claims. And then from there, we're also putting in images and just ideas, suggestions, hashtags that everybody's going to share, et cetera, to put out for everybody within the tea industry to have access to use. And, you know, I can't stress enough things like hashtags, because as I just said earlier, we're in this very, very noisy world of social media. And the way that I'm going to promote tea power is going to be different than Sri Lanka might, or India might, or China might, or Kenya might, because it needs to be focused for our market and what works for our market. But what connects the whole conversation are going to be hashtags. Because if we're all sharing the same hashtag, then we're all sending out the same message. And what I reminded the group of when we met in India just a few weeks ago was that we actually, as an industry, managed to trend number one on Twitter in 2021. And we managed to do that because we all agreed to use hashtag tea. It's really quite simple. Hashtag tea on International Tea Day. At a time when, you know, Trump was president and dominating Twitter, I think it was the Syrian war that was going on at the exact same time, we managed to actually break through that noise. And for a short amount of time, we actually were trending number one on Twitter. That's a big deal. It's a really, really big deal for a food product without a controversy, without, you know, anything like that to actually trend. I'm often asked, why only 2021? Well, 2022 and 2023, unfortunately, International Tea Day has fallen on a weekend and nobody's celebrating at the same time. So 2024, it falling again on a Monday is the perfect opportunity to really get that going again.
Young people benefit most from tea health and fitness education. Daily tea consumption delivers on the promise of health and longevity. They know that eating plant-based food is a lifetime habit. It should be the same for tea. Society teaches people to put aside a little money for retirement in their 20s and buy life insurance when premiums are low. The working group has devised a great start to explain the benefits of healthy hydration. But this work is ongoing. In fact, it's never ending. Who will update the research and maintain momentum?
And you're absolutely right. And to answer your last question first, one of the things that we did as a group at the IGG this year was we formed two key pillars within the IGG. One is on sustainability and the other is on advocacy. The advocacy group is being co-chaired by myself and Sri Lanka. Sustainability is being co-chaired by UK and Kenya. And the advocacy group is really the one who's going to carry this forward. Promotion, advocacy, whatever you want to call it. We've decided to call it advocacy. But the idea being that this sport and fitness that we're talking about right now, that the working group on tea and health has sort of, gotten rolling, that's the beginning. That's the first step. And I think that this is an opportunity for us to sort of demonstrate the power of speaking with one voice, even though, you know, our messaging might be slightly different depending on our markets. And just to pick up on what you said earlier about, you know, youth and the power of youth and those habits, I think that, you know, we really need to understand how important and critical that is as an industry, because trying to change people's habits later on in life is hard. They're children or people form most of their habits by the age of 9 years old. That's crazy. We did a study. We did a questionnaire a couple of years ago about young people in Canada between the ages of 18 and 24. And we asked them when they started their tea drinking habits. And it was in their homes before the age of 9. There was a psychological study done. I don't remember when, but if you haven't tried sushi, apparently by the time you're in your 30s, then you're 90% unlikely to ever.
The point is that until you have experienced sushi, it's just a plate of raw fish, right?
Well, but, you know, if you haven't, you're less and less likely to try new things the older that you get. But we really need to start learning and thinking about how do we translate this for the consumer? You know, you and I are going to read that that microbiome study and think, yay, that's wonderful. But Joe Public doesn't care about it. They want to know what does it mean for me, right? And translating it into, you know, something like sport and fitness and hydration and mental health, which are such big topics right now, is really important because we need to start living in the real world. If we want to grow this industry, we have to start thinking in the real world as well and how that real world talks, how it behaves, and how it's influenced. And, you know, making that connection is what we're hoping to do. So, or planning to do, not hoping to do, we're going to do it. And we're going to be kicking it off. The objective is to be kicking this off for this International Tea Days.
So that's Tuesday, May 21st. How does the launch look at this point?
Well, the beauty of this campaign is that it is whatever you want to make of it. Because at the end of the day, you know, having everybody chip into for one global campaign simply wasn't realistic, right? And I think that that was one of the important elements of when we were considering how do we want to roll this out. We also needed to live in the real world and say, okay, how is this realistically going to happen? And that means putting together this package that we'll be delivering to all of the members of the IGG, and then every member will roll it out however they want to. So if, for example, somebody finds an athlete, as you've suggested, or, you know, a celebrity or whatever it is to endorse or to use within the campaign, then great. If you want to do something as a live event, then great. If it's going to be purely social media, then that's fine as well. As long as we're maintaining some of the elements in terms of, you know, the messaging, sport and fitness, hydration, calm, so tea power, health and fitness, as long as we're all maintaining that as the focus and then all using the same hashtags, that's what's going to make the connection for us. So I think, as I said, the beauty of it is going to be to see how everybody translates this and how it's going to roll out on the one hand differently, but then at the same time unified for this particular International Tea Day. It's important for us to remember that our competition is not ourselves.
Right.
And I think that that's a really, really important message for everybody within this industry to hear. We are not the competition. The competition are other beverages. The only way for us to break through that noise sometimes is that we have to work together. I think that when we have these conversations at the IGG, it's really good opportunities for all of us to work together. But I think that that needs to filter down into the stores, the brands, the influencers, the tea drinkers that are out there doing their, you doing your podcast or, you know, whoever it is that's out there putting out that message. It needs to go down to that micro level as well. And the power that we have in working together is bigger than I think we sometimes understand.
Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of Tea Biz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the Tea Biz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Produced by Adavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.